Today, technology can help us predict and spot severe storms that may be headed our way. Of course, there was a time when that was not the case. Some towns came up with an inventive way to best warn their citizens. Such was the case in Lincoln, Illinois. We'll take you there to see a true novelty on this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Severe weather is something taken seriously, and with today's technology, we can often spot dangerous storms and provide some warning to those in the path. Of course, that wasn't always the case. Here in Lincoln, Illinois, the fire department and other officials were looking for ways to spot storms earlier in the 1960s.
I would love to know what conversation was had when they were like, yes, a phone booth, that's the way to go.
Yes, a phone booth figured into the plan, as Alice Rote McCrae notes, but the location of that phone booth, well, it was different.
Usually someone who was single would be sent up there and they would use it for when there was possibly extreme weather coming.
And when Alice says up there, she means climb several flights of stairs above the city hall and fire department and get into a phone booth placed on the roof.
There is a phone in the phone booth that was connected to a phone in the fire department. They would go up there, take a look at what the weather was looking like off in the distance, and then they would report down to whoever was down there whether they needed to set off alarms or what their plan of action was.
And so, when severe storms were present, a young fireman would begin the climb above city hall and get into this phone booth, which, while it did have a commanding view, did perhaps put you much closer to a bolt of lightning.
They used it for many, many years until today's technologies, it wasn't necessary anymore. They retired the booth once new technology was able to spot weather safely, but it's remained up there since.
But new technology didn't mean an end to the phone booth on top of City Hall.
The town agreed that while it didn't serve its purpose, it was a unique and quirky thing about Lincoln, and they thought it needed to stay.
And that's exactly where it still is today. While the public can't go into the booth, plenty of people do stop by to take pictures from the ground and remember a time when storm spotters climbed into a phone booth to call those below when the storm was headed their way. Traveling the countryside in Lincoln, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCrae.